So good morning. Yes, we are live in Aldershot. It's 1 year since London hosted the Olympic Games, and all this morning we've been looking at the impact here in Surrey and North East Hampshire. Over the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to be talking with the Surrey County Councillor Helen Clack, who is in charge of overseeing the Olympics, but it's also your chance to talk to her as well. I'd love to hear from you, and if you've got a question, we can get you on and you can put it to Helen and I can read out your comments as well. But first off, let's go back a year and have a listen to the man who started the Wigo effect.
Will this be a ride into history and a seventh Olympic medal? Inside the last couple of seconds, and away goes Bradley Wiggins.
The great news we're getting from Londinium, Bradley Wiggins is now 11 seconds up on the time.
Bradley Wiggins is the Olympic champion. It's golden gold for Bradley Wiggins.
Representing Great Britain, Bradley Wiggins.
And again, Bradley Wiggins. Sheer class, masterclass.
I don't know what to make of it all at the moment. It's phenomenal. That's what this whole game's obviously has been built about, was just inspiring that next generation. There was that many people out there today, and hopefully if one child can be inspired, as I was 20 years ago watching Chris Boardman do it, I guess that's what it's all about, really. Some people wait a lifetime for a
moment. Wigo is the chant, and he's conducting them. What a character.
BBC Surrey, good morning. We are live from Aldershot and speaking now to Councillor Helen Clack, who was responsible for overseeing the Olympics for Surrey County Council. So, first off, good morning. Yeah, and let's talk about the economics, because Surrey County Council published a report saying that the Olympics brought in £44 million into the economy. How did that figure get calculated?
Well, that's a figure that's sort of generated from the statistics. We had over a million people on Surrey Street watching the bike races coming through, and you calculate it from the amount of visitor attractions that visitors that were attracted. So that's how it works.
You see, we spoke to some traders along the route of that time trial in Elmbridge, and they said they actually saw trade drop on the day that Bradley Wiggins won his gold medal, and so not everyone actually benefited from the day. Or was it? Or are we talking legacy here?
Well, I think, you know, in the first place, Surrey businesses won around £740 million worth of contracts coming up to the Olympics by providing businesses and services in construction around the Olympic Games, and then during the three race days, there was a lot of activity going on around the races coming through, and that's a sort of a formula that's applied, which is an accepted formula. So with that kind of attention and those kinds of visitor figures, that's the amount that we came up with. I recognise that some businesses didn't do so well, and some people found it frustrating because, you know, the roads were closed and the streets were lined with millions of people, so they found it difficult to carry on their business or even get people into the workplace. We did what we could to accommodate that, and overall we think that we did quite well. One of the other things is, I mean, one of a local charity cricket club made more during that race day on the Sunday, providing tea and coffee to visitors, than they do in an entire year. So there's lots of really good stories as well.
You've no doubt heard about the survey we've been quoting this morning. 65% of people from the southeast who took part in the BBC Olympics legacy survey thought that there was no economic impact from the Games. Has this really had any effect on most of us?
I think the economic effect, I think, is long term, and we still see some benefits of that as people come and visit Surrey, and particularly around Mole Valley, etc., Dorking, Box Hill, to see where the Olympic cycle races took place. So that's long term, and that's good. The other benefits, of course, is the way we all feel about what happened last year. It was a fantastic event, and the feel good factor in the enjoyment of families and children and all sorts of different people cannot be overestimated.
All right, well, we're going to talk more about the cycling in a moment. It is a 9:15. It's BBC Surrey. Let's get the latest on the roads.
Keeping Surrey moving. Travel news from BBC Surrey.
Travel as it happens on BBC Surrey with your details, Leslie McCabe.
What a difference the school holidays makes, James. We are looking rather good this morning. The M25 clockwise, sticky through the roadworks, but there's nothing unusual in that, and it's a lot lighter than it usually is. That's 5 Sevenoaks along to 7, the M23. A touch slow through 10, the A3, as you make your way clockwise, but certainly nothing to hold you up too much at all. Anti-clockwise from 13 Staines towards 11 Chertsey. There's stop-start traffic through that stretch, but again, nothing too heavy at all. In Tolworth on the A3 northbound, there's a lane closed at the entry slip for the A240 at Tolworth Junction. That's due to a burst water main and the resulting works that need to go on there. Trains still all operating a good service this morning. You can call BBC Surrey Breakfast with your updates on 0370 411 1046. I'm Leslie McCabe. There's more travel in 15 minutes.
It's 14 minutes to 9 o'clock. Your BBC Surrey headlines. Here's Carolyn Sim.
A year on from the Olympics, just 1 in 10 people in the South East have been inspired to do more sport, according to a new survey for the BBC. Unconfirmed reports suggest the train which crashed in Spain, killing 80 people, was travelling at up to twice the speed limit. And London crime gangs are being linked to a violent burglary in Surrey 2 months ago, following an appeal on Crime Watch. Warm, sunny and humid today, with highs of 27 degrees.
It's BBC Surrey speaking over the next 15 minutes to Councillor Helen Clack, who was responsible for overseeing the Olympics for Surrey County Council. We've been here in Aldershot all morning reflecting a year on from the Games. And Councillor, we should mention about the cycling, because obviously that is what Surrey, you know, really hosted, of course. But the survey has got some worrying things in it. Just 1 in 10 people in the South East say they've become more physically active since the Games, according to this BBC Olympics Legacy Survey. But what has been done in Surrey to actually encourage more of us to get off the sofa and go and do something?
Oh, well, there's quite a lot of things going on. Obviously, all the different sports organisations have worked hard to increase their take-up. And last year, for example, we have Surrey Sports Games that took place before the Olympics. We had about 5,000 or 6,000 children who took part in that. This year, over 9,000 school children took part in the Surrey School Games. So there's been a massive increase in participation within our schools, which we're very, very happy about.
We should mention cycling, this big Ride 100 event taking place. What, 20,000 people will be taking to the streets. Now, I drove home, I dropped my son off at cricket on Sunday morning, drove back to Woking, and I thought, oh, I'll count how many cyclists I pass, and part of me wants to celebrate how many people are on the roads, and then other parts you think, really get out the blinking way. But I sort of gave up at 216 or something like that. There's a massive amount of people riding around Dorking and Box Hill. Let's bring in Jenny D'Souza, who lives in Dorking. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, James. Morning, Helen.
Good morning, Jenny.
I understand that, Jenny, you've got some concerns about this London Ride 100 event.
Well, yes, I have, and I think Helen's aware of them. As she mentioned, people are frustrated at being trapped in their homes yet again. They saw the Olympics as a one-off event, and there was a feel-good feeling then, but I think it's wearing thin now. Surrey's a rural county, and when roads are closed, there aren't any alternative routes. So tens of thousands of people will be unable on the day of the road closures to get to work, to go to church, to meet their families, whatever they'd normally do on an August weekend. It's a real loss for people, and quite makes people quite anxious too. And Helen, you say there's been an impact assessment done, and yet businesses are telling me they're going to lose money yet again at a time when they can't afford it. It's the height of harvest time. Farmers are going to have to suspend harvesting their vital crops on that day because they can't move their combines around. Wildlife Aid has got to close its doors yet again because they're cut off to it for injured animals. And perhaps most worrying of all, domiciliary care services are being placed under huge strain, often being told to deliver on foot care to very vulnerable people who live in rural locations, who have to be visited 3 or 4 times a day. This is major, serious disruption to our lives. So how is it that this simply hasn't been taken into account?
To respond to that, particularly from domiciliary care and other needs around that, we're doing all we can to make sure that elderly people get the care that they, elderly and vulnerable people get the care that they require. And if you know of someone who's having a problem around that, you need to contact the County Council or go onto the Go Surrey website. Obviously, the Surrey London cycle race on the 4th of August is going to be a major event, and the roads will be closed, as you say, and we're doing our best to make sure that that is a minimum disruption, but it will be a disruption, and that race is part of our legacy from the Olympic Games, and I think really we need to see how that actually goes. And the real problem that we have, I think, that we're trying to deal with as well, that apart from the road closure event, is those sports and sportives that are going on where the roads are not closed, but we get a lot of cyclists coming all of a sudden through our roads, causing disruption to local people, and we're trying to do something about that by organising ourselves and making sure that we get out more communication, working with the police about what's going on when cyclists come in. I mean, cycling is the sort of sport that you can take up without a great deal of investment. So we're not just talking about the sports races. We're talking about ordinary people, families, etc., children getting out there and getting healthy using cycling and cycling on our roads.
Yes. Jenny, would you be able to cope with one race like the Ride 100 once a year? Are you just totally off it?
It takes a lot of justifying to inconvenience so many tens of thousands in ways you can't quantify, you can't calculate, and you can't predict what events might arise. How important that Sunday is to some people who it may be their last chance to visit a relative in hospital, it's hard to quantify. Sport is very good. I'm not against sport or cycling, but as Helen said, it's something that people can take up in their own time. Why do other people have to pay the price by being inconvenienced when people could just enjoy cycling for its own sake, or carry out cycle races either with rolling road closures or in places where they're not going to inconvenience such a densely populated area? There may be long-term benefits.
Yeah. I mean, I think the point that I'm trying to make is that the Surrey-London ride is a controlled cycle race, and although the roads will be closed, we will do all we can to accommodate local people to make sure that they do get to do the things that they really need to do. I hope that millions of people again will come out, well, hundreds of thousands at least, will come out and watch this. It's going to be the most amazing race. It's for charity, 20,000 people coming all the way from London cycling around Surrey. Good news again for highlighting the beauty of Surrey. I mean, obviously, I'm very aware of some residents' concerns around the disruption to their lives, and we're doing what we can to minimise that. But the good news here is that this is a controlled cycling event, so, you know, we can manage.
The interesting word that you use there for me, Jenny, thank you, because I just want to ask about the control aspect of it, because we've had other people say that they haven't been able to get out of their driveways just on a normal Sunday because of there was a case the other week where two separate events going in different directions on the same day.
Exactly.
Now, the thing is that there's one big organised event, the London, the Ride 100, people can sort of get their head round that maybe one day a year, but it's every weekend, and if you live in Dorking, you live nearby Box Hill, it's going to get on your nerves, isn't it?
Well, exactly, and that's what we're trying to sort out. I mean, I think that is, you're absolutely right. I mean, I live in just south of Dorking, and a couple of weekends ago, there was about 7,000 cyclists, apparently, came through my division. Many of them came past my road, and I found it quite exciting, but it is disrupting to local people, and we need to make sure that those sportives, that's what they're called, these races where you get a sudden sort of peloton coming through, are properly managed, and working with the police and the cycling clubs. I mean, they don't particularly want to find themselves racing against another peloton going the other way. I mean, that's even more dangerous than normal. So we need to make sure that these clubs understand that there is a limited amount of space on our roads, and they've got to sort of let us know when they're planning an event, and we will then try to make sure that that event is safe. They need to have proper monitors on the road and make sure that there's it's properly organised. But as you say, the Surrey Ride London, it's a controlled event, and I think that's going to be, fantastic. Although I do accept the
two-wheel version of the London Marathon.
Yes.
One final question here: the Olympics, obviously, I suppose, has it influenced the county council in terms of other events? Has it given a taste of making more of the big occasions?
Absolutely, and it's not just the Olympics. I mean, the Paralympics has left us with a lasting feel around people who are more vulnerable and but still need to enjoy a good quality of life. So, you know, it's changed the way that we look at everything that we do. It was the most amazing event for us here in Surrey, and it was extremely well done, and I'm really pleased with all the people that helped, especially the volunteers who you were talking about earlier. Surrey ambassadors came out in the